Well, let me just briefly close with two words. First of all, a thank you, especially for all of those who have been involved as participants in giving papers, but also a thank you for those who work behind the scene, and a special thank you again to Mr. Steve Weaver for helping this conference to run so smoothly. How do you sum up the wealth of information and words that we've spoken or listened to? Well, it's impossible to do so in one respect. The experience of rediscovering new truth that was very much a part of the 17th century Baptist experience, believers' baptism, the vital importance of congregational church government that leads to vital truths that we hold dear, the whole issue of toleration, separation of church and state, liberty of conscience, the riches of Calvinist theology, the way in which these men and women knew themselves to be heirs of the Reformation in terms of what was rediscovered at that time about how an individual finds a saving relationship with the living God and how he is to be worshipped. Persecution and the standing firm, a number of the papers that were delivered or given over the past day or so spoke of persecution. We saw this very clearly here. The whole paper had to do really in one sense of Kiffin's determination to live out his convictions and the issue of indictment and so on, and biblical fidelity, confessionalism that we heard so eloquently expressed last night. Let me close with one statement that I think in some respects sums up all of this. It comes from a funeral sermon that William Kiffin, appropriate in this regard because of the subject of the previous hour, William Kiffin spoke at the funeral of a Baptist minister named John Norcott in 1676. He said that he was a man who took the Word of God as the compass for his life. And if there's one thing that I think comes through again and again with regard to the men and women that we've thought about over the last day and so, in these 2 days of the conference, is that they were men and women who sought to guide their lives by Scripture. It was Scripture that led them to convictions regarding believers' baptism, congregational church government. It was fidelity to Scripture and the Christ who is declared there and who teaches in those words that led them to endure all that the Anglican state threw at them. And there's much for us to learn and to take from them and also to be, in our day, a people of the book. Let me remind you again of next year's conference, August 24th, 25th. The details are at the back of the conference brochure. I would encourage you, please, to make it a part of your plans for next year. We want to look at a somewhat broader theme, biblical piety, really throughout the realm of Baptist life. And it'll be part of the sesquicentennial celebrations of this seminary, and trust that you'll not only make it a part of your calendar for next year, but also encourage others to attend. Let me close our time in a word of prayer. God, we again thank you for the lives of the men and women that we have thought about in this particular hour, the life of William Kiffin. We thank you for their fidelity to your word and the example that they leave for us. We pray that we might be men and women devoted to the Christ of Scripture, devoted to that word, seeking to live it out with integrity and love in our day. And now we pray that you might take us to our homes in safety, and that we might live for your glory, and this all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.